This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This reading by Fox and the Stars of ShiningHalf.com, April 2006. The Canterbury Tales by Geoffrey Chaucer. Edited by D. Lang Purves. This reading is based on the book The Canterbury Tales and Other Poems. The original text contains poems by Chaucer and a lot of notes and explanations by the editor. To view these, please click on the Gutenberg e-text link on the LibriVox catalog page of The Canterbury Tales. The Prioress's Tale. The Prologue. "Well said, by Corpus Domini," quoth our host, "now long mayst thou sail aby the coast, thou gentle master, gentle mariner. God give the monk a thousand last quad year. Aha, fellows, beware of such a jape. The monk put in the man's hood an ape, and in his wife is eke by St. Austin. Draw in no monk is more into your inn. But now pass over, and let us seek about, who shall now tell a first of all this rout, another tale." And with that word he said, as courteously as it had been a maid, "My lady prioressa, by your leave, so that I wist I should you not grieve, I would deem that ye tell a should, a tale annexed, if so were that ye would. Now will ye vouchsafe, my lady dear?" "Gladly," quoth she, and said as ye shall hear. The Tale. O Lord, our Lord, thy name how marvelous in this large world y spread, quoth she, for not only thy law deprecious performed is by men of high degree, but by the mouth of children thy bounty performed is, for on the breast sucking sometime as show they thy harrying. Wherefore in laud, as I best can or may, of thee and of the white a lily flower, which that thee bear and is a maid alway, to tell a story I will do my labor, not that I may increase her honor, for she herselven is honor and root of bounty next her son and Sola's boot. O mother maid, O maid and mother free, O bush unburnt, burning in Moses' sight, that ravishedest down from the deity, through thy humbless the ghost that in thee light, of whose virtue, when he thine heart alight, conceived was the father's sapience, help me to tell it to thy reverence. Lady, thy bounty, thy magnificence, thy virtue and thy great humility, there may no tongue express in no science. For sometimes, lady, ere men pray to thee, thou goest before of thy benignity, and gettest us the light through thy prayer, to guiden us unto thy son so dear. My conning is so weak, O blissful queen, for to declare thy great worthiness, that I may not the weight of it sustain, but as a child of 12 month old or less, that can unnethes any word express. Right so fair I, and therefore I you pray, guide my song that I shall of you say. There was in Asia, in a great city, among his Christian folk, a Jewry, sustained by a lord of that country, for foul usure and lucre of villainy, hateful to Christ and to his company, and through the street men might ride and wend, for it was free and open at each end. A little school of Christian folk there stood, down at the farther end, in which there were children and he become of Christian blood, that learned in that school a year by year such manner doctrine as men used there, that is to say, to singin' and to read, as smaller children do in their childhood. Among these children was a widow's son, a little clergyman 7 year of age, that day by day to scholae was his one, and eke also, whereso he saw the image of Christ his mother, had he in usage, as him was taught to kneel adown and say, Ave Maria, as he went by the way. Thus had this widow her little son y taught, our blissful lady Christ's mother dear, to worship I, and he forgot it not, for silly child will always soon alear. But I, when I remember on this matter, Saint Nicholas stands ever in my presence, for he so young to Christ did reverence. This little child, his little book learning, as he sat in the school at his primer, he Alma Redemptoris heard a sing, as children learned their antiphonier. And as he durst, he drew him near and near, and hearkened aye the wordes and the note, till he the first of verse knew all by rote. Not wist he what this Latin was to say, for he so young and tender was of age, but on a day his fellow gan he pray to expound him this song in his language, or tell him why this song was in usage. Thus prayed he him to construe and declare, full oftentime upon his knees bare. His fellow, which that elder was than he, answered him thus, "This song I have heard say was maked of our blissful lady free, her to salute and eke her to pray, to be our help and succor when we day. I can no more expound in this matter. I learn a song, I know but small grammar." "And is this song ye made in reverence of Christ his mother?" said this innocent. "Now certes I will do my diligence to con it all ere Christmas be went, though that I for my primer shall be shent, and shall be beaten thrice in an hour, I will it con Our Lady to honour." His fellow taught him homeward privily, from day to day, till he could it by rote, and then he sang it well and boldly, from word to word according with the note. Twice in a day it passed through his throat, to school a word and homeward when he went. On Christ's mother was set all his intent. As I have said throughout the Jewry, this little child, as he came to and fro, full merrily then would he sing and cry, "O Alma Redemptoris evermore!" The sweetness hath his heart appierced so, of Christ his mother, that to her to pray, he cannot stint of singing by the way. Our first foe, the serpent Sataness, that hath in Jewish heart his wasp's nest, upswelled and said, "O Hebrew people, alas! Is this to you a thing that is honest, that such a boy shall walken as him lest, in your despite, and sing of such sentence, which is against your law's reverence?" From thenceforth the Jews have conspired this innocent out of the world to chase. A homicide thereto have they hired, that in an alley had privy place. And as the child gan forth by for to pace, this cursed Jew him hent, and held him fast, and cut his throat, and in a pit him cast. I say that in a wardrobe he him threw, whereas the Jewess purged their entrail. O cursed folk, O Herodes all new, what may your evil intent you avail? Murder will out, certain it will not fail, and namely where the honor of God shall spread, the blood outcrieth on your cursed deed. O martyr sounded to virginity, now mayst thou sing and follow ever in one the white lamb celestial, quoth she, of which the great evangelist Saint John in Patmos wrote, which saith that they that gone before this lamb and sing a song all new, that never fleshly woman they nay knew. This poor widow waited all that night after her little child, but he came not. For which, as soon as it was day as light, with face pale, in dread and busy thought, she hath at school and elsewhere him sought, till finally she gan so far espy that he was last seen in the Jewry. With mother's pity in her breast enclosed, she went as she were half out of her mind to every place where she hath supposed by likelihood her little child to find. And ever on Christ's mother meek and kind, she cried, and at the last thus she wrought, among the cursed Jewess she him sought. She freined and she prayed piteously to every Jew that dwelled in that place, to tell her if her child went thereby. They said it nay, but Jesus of his grace gave in her thought within a little space, that in that place after her son she cried, where he was cast into a pit beside. O great a God, that performest thy laud by mouth of innocence, lo, here thy might, this gem of chastity, this emerald, and eke of martyrdom the ruby bright, where he with throat ycarven lay upright, he Alma Redemptoris gan to sing, so loud that all the place began to ring. The Christian folk that through the street went, in came for to wonder on this thing, and hastily they for the provost sent. He came anon without a tarrying, and harried Christ that is of heaven king, and eke his mother, honor of mankind, and after that the Jewess let he bind. With torment and with shameful death each one the provost did these Jewess for to sterve, that of this murder wist, and that anon, he would no such cursedness observe. Evil shall have that evil will deserve. Therefore with horses wild he bid them draw, and after that he hung them by the law. The child with piteous lamentation was taken up, singing his song alway, and with honor and with great procession they carry him unto the next abbey. His mother swooning by the bier lay, unnethes might the people that were there this newer Rachel bring from his bier. Upon his bier lay this innocent before the altar while the masses last, and after that the abbot and his convent have sped them for to bury him full fast. And when they holy water on him cast, yet spake this child when sprinkled was the water, and sang, O Alma Redemptoris Mater. This abbot, which that was a holy man, as monk as be, or else ought to be, this younger child to conjure he began, and said, O dear a child, I halse thee, in virtue of the Holy Trinity, tell me what is thy cause for to sing, since that thy throat is cut to my seeming. My throat is cut unto my neck a bone, said of this child, and as by way of kind, I should have died, yea, long time agone, but Jesus Christ, as ye in bookes find, will that his glory last and be in mind, and for the worship of his mother dear, yet may I sing, O Alma, loud and clear. This well of mercy, Christ is mother sweet, I love it alway after my conning, and when that I my life should forleet, to me she came and bade me for to sing this anthem verily in my dying, as ye have heard, and when that I had sung, methought she laid a grain upon my tongue. Wherefore I sing, and sing I must certain, in honor of that blissful maiden free, till from my tongue oft taken is the grain. And after that, thus said she to me, my little child, then will I fetch thee, when that the grain is from thy tongue atake. Be not aghast, I will thee not forsake. This holy monk, this abbot him mean I, his tongue out caught and took away the grain. And he gave up the ghost full softly, and when this abbot had this wonder seen, his salt tears trickled down as rain, and groff he fell all flat upon the ground, and still he lay as he had been y bound. The convent lay eke on the pavement, weeping and harrying Christ's mother dear, and after that they rose, and forth they went, and took away this martyr from his bier. And in a tomb of marble stone as clear, encloseth they his little body sweet, where he is now, God lean us for to meet. O young a Hugh of Lincoln, slain also, with cursed Jews, as it is notable, for it is but a little while ago, pray eke for us, we sinful folk unstable, that of his mercy God so mercy able, on us his great a mercy multiply, for reverence of his mother Mary. End of the Prioress's Tale.